Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
To the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tweak it. Tweak it.
Nick Allen with us. You got a gig this week, Nick?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Reverb in Benson on Saturday night.
Saturday.
My friend Zach Peterson is recording an album. He's doing three shows, and I'm featuring the late show there.
All right. That's in Benson. That's in Omaha.
Yeah.
Dave Landau, funnybonomaha.com. Dave will be in the studio with us
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow and Friday.
We like Dave's Dave. Great.
Yeah, he's a very funny dude. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcast. Nick tweets. You got a Twitter handle. What is that?
Yeah, Nick's Allens.
Nick's Allens.
Add an S.
Craig Evans in the house.
Losing followers with every tweet.
Every tweet? Man, that's...
Probably every three or four tweets I'll lose some people.
Well, we'll lose and we gain a bunch, you know. If I do any kind of Trump tweet at all, you'll notice there'll be one or two right away go, and then five or six join. So it's always a net gain.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? But it's just pretty, it's just like, oh, I can't take that off. I don't know if it's that the reason. Some Twitter followers are just robots. Who knows where they go?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the details work. You know, I know we just keep going up, so that's all that matters to us.
I don't think I'm using it right, though, because I'll just tweet at, like, 1 a.m. I'll just be, like, baked and, like, fire off, like, three or four
like the
tweets.
President.
Like, nobody will see it. Yeah, yeah.
But if you ask someone who's in that Trump bubble, there's no one listening to this show. There's no one listening to going on our Facebook page. There's no one on our Twitter page anymore.
That's not true.
That's not true
They're
at all.
Gone.
Yeah, who are you talking to?
Believe it or not, Trump lovers, there's a lot of people that don't like the guy.
Yeah, and most.
He doesn't even like himself.
No, I think he's a sad man now.
I read the headline the other day that the approval ratings for him, surprisingly, break right along race and gender lines.
Yeah, surprise.
No way.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's still taping his tie. President of the United States. Still.
Yeah, the wind blows.
Bad
I can see the Scotch
yeah,
tape on it.
To
yeah,
to get him something. So he doesn't tape his tie.
He's a man of the people.
The last straw with me was when they said that he ate his like 18-month aged New York strip well done with ketchup.
Yeah, that's the big deal.
What?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
This is too far.
That is an insult to the chef.
That is too far.
Yeah. That's an insult to the cow.
Yeah. Yes. Last night.
The cow didn't die for that.
Yeah.
I'm insulting the cow.
Insult it. Well, there you go.
That cow's going to haunt him.
Born on this date, however, dead now.
Yeah.
Former Iron Maiden drummer Clive Burr.
Oh. Did not know that.
Nor I.
That's kind of the intersection of two bits there.
Yeah, it is. Iron Maiden news and Born on this date.
Right.
Dead now.
That's the only reason I brought it up.
Way to combine. Way to combine. Who's taller?
Well, we got to save time.
Who's taller comes in September. We need a promo for that.
You're right, Craig. We don't have enough time to do those separately.
Get our voice guy to do a whole promo for Who's Taller coming in September. Because that's a new season.
You guys could put a big CNN countdown on your website.
Who's Taller coming in September?
Yeah.
I like that.
6 months, 4 days, 3 hours.
That's a great idea.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
We'll get LD on that. Who's Taller?
This is National Caffeine Awareness Month.
I'm aware. This morning especially.
Yeah, you pick a date, and we'll tweet it and Facebook it relentlessly.
Right.
We will promote Who's Taller to the death.
You can even have like just silhouettes of people. One guy's taller, one's shorter. Yeah, who is
taller,
it?
Right? Yeah.
This is also National Aardvark Week.
I wish I had the aardvark voice. It's Jackie Mason, right?
Oh, that's right.
He's the aardvark, right?
Yeah. No, it wasn't Jackie Mason.
It was John Biner
doing his best Jackie Mason impression. That's what I meant, actually.
Yeah.
Somebody doing the Jackie Mason voice.
Right? Oh, I was thinking armadillo for a second. Yeah. Do aardvarks exist in the continental United States?
Boy, that's not interesting.
At zoos.
Yeah, zoos, yeah, probably.
But beyond that, I'm not aware of it.
I don't have the aardvark
in
here.
Yeah, I've never run into one.
Looking for
well, normally I wouldn't comment on something like that, but Craig brought it up.
Yeah, he did. I thought you just pulled it out of your ass.
I had to say something.
Randomly, it'd even be funnier. Hey, by the way, I was just thinking, do aardvarks exist? Out of no reason,
They do exist.
Yeah, they do.
They do. Just not around here.
No. Yeah, no, Central and Southern Africa.
There you go. Okay. Thank you, Pitbull.
That's why I've never seen one.
Keep them over there.
Yeah. They can stay there.
If you find one over here, send it back.
They're on the list. They're on the banned list.
Today is also National Peanut Cluster Day.
Oh, I've never cared for those.
Spokesman for the Nevada Board of Parole said that a hearing for O.J. Simpson will likely take place in July, which could lead to his release from prison as soon as October.
Now, at this point, I hope he gets out because I just want to see him following, walking around. What's he doing now? Back to golfing. I mean, he's a murderer. I get it. But I bet you he gets out. He's not in jail for murder. He's in jail for, robbing a guy.
Right.
Yeah, getting his stuff back.
Yeah.
Armed robbery. For his own sports memorabilia.
Yeah. How long has he been in jail?
07.
Really? Jeez.
And don't you hear
that's a long time.
He's not in good health?
Yeah, I've heard he's not in good health.
Well, the armed robbery was 07.
Yeah. Soon after that, though.
Yeah, he went to jail shortly after that.
Yeah, I heard he's really not in good health either. But he still has his head. So you gotta, so he's doing better than other people.
Yeah. He does. Yeah. Apparently, there is what is being referred to as a popular new podcast.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I just read everybody's got a podcast nowadays.
Understand.
It just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And they're all popular.
I know.
Exactly.
You're still doing yours?
Not all of them.
Okay. No.
Are you familiar with one?
Right.
Yeah, we
or do you host
we've kind of just stopped.
Okay.
We talk about getting a mixer so it sounds decent. But we're like, why? We kind of just had one because we felt like we needed one because every comedian has one.
It seems that way, right?
If you're trying to do stand up, you got to do shows, and now you have to have a podcast.
You want to keep it going, I guess. But if nobody's listening, and you can tell exactly how many people tuned in, right?
Yeah,
for the podcast, I know because we have we have a bigger platform, so that's why our podcasts are huge. But we have a platform anyway, so people listen all day long to the show.
Yeah, ours weren't. Ours would vary between 12, and one of them had 2,000. When we listened to a Bruno Mars record, because our podcast, we just listen to a record and talk.
Right.
And on SoundCloud, and one of them was Bruno Mars, and that had like over 2,000 listens, which is like nothing compared to what you guys get. But
still, that's
for us,
pretty
that
good.
Was a lot.
That's
but,
pretty good.
Yeah, but we were only putting them up on SoundCloud. We were really just like half-assed putting it up. Like, oh, this is on SoundCloud. Anybody else? Is it on iTunes? No.
Well, there you go.
Well, I meet so many comedians that either don't have them or do, but they'll say, "Well, so it's actually who was here last week."
Very good.
Oh, Heffron.
Heffron, John Heffron.
Yeah, because he was asking Craig off the air where he gets all his stories. He goes, "I need some more stuff because me and my wife are going to start doing a podcast." And I looked at him. I didn't want to say why.
Yeah,
you're a funny guy, but why are you putting your wife on this thing? Is she a funny lady? I don't know who she is.
Like everybody's looking for something different.
I know.
I always tell him, take a tip from my buddy Nick and play a lot of Bruno Mars.
All right. So, some popular podcast.
So, apparently a popular new podcast. It is called Missing Richard Simmons. And in response to this popular new podcast...
Because the guy's kind of in hiding all the time, right?
Yeah. The representative for Richard Simmons has had to come out and say, Richard Simmons is not being held hostage.
Wouldn't he be an annoying hostage, don't you think?
Yes.
Man.
Yeah.
Dude, just leave. You're bugging the hell out of me.
Well, I think he's probably too depressed.
That's true.
He has been a bit of a recluse.
Yeah.
Yes. The series claims to document what the host calls his mission... to learn why Richard Simmons has been out of the public eye for several years. One claim is that Rich is being held hostage in his home by his longtime maid.
Oh, really?
The spokesman told E! News that Mr. Simmons has just decided to live a more private life on his own, and the hostage claim is, quote, a complete load o' crap.
Load o' crap.
Yes. All right. Load o' crap.
The best PR people use those kinds of phrases.
Apparently.
No, I deal with them quite often, and most of the ones that we deal with, the high-end ones,
right,
will tell me that's a load of crap.
Saying his maid is holding him hostage? I'd heard that before, right?
Yes, we have heard this before.
Are you?
Long
no,
time.
No.
Okay, no, she's not. She's not.
It's going to be pretty weak to be held hostage by the maid.
Yeah.
But Richard Simmons could just step forward and put an end to all this.
But she is not spokesman.
He kind of has.
Maybe the spokesman.
But it's been a while. He's been seen maybe or heard from maybe once or twice in the last few years. And it had to do with him finally coming out of, you know, a year or two ago and saying, hey, I'm fine. Leave me alone. Mm-mm. Of course, apparently these people didn't believe it.
Well, once again, unless you're famous, nobody cares. You could be a single person and without family. I'd just be missing. Nobody. You ever heard from Jim? No, I don't know where he's doing. That's all you would say about a buddy.
Yes.
I haven't heard from him in a while. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know. He didn't answer my text.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I read an interview with David Letterman on Slate yesterday. It was a long-form interview.
This is the one where he called Trump a dumb son of a bitch.
Oh, he called the whole administration out.
Well, yeah.
And it made me miss Dave.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, man. He would be having some fun right now.
Yeah, one of my favorite Letterman bits always was. He'd have
Richard, who's taller?
Richard Simmons on.
Yeah.
Richard Simmons would leave, and he would go, I don't know how his wife puts up with him. Every time. And it was funny every time.
It is. Last week, I believe it was, maybe the week before, we talked about the car that Tupac was riding in when he was shot in Vegas. Is up for auction now. The SUV that Biggie was in when he was shot to death is going to be going up.
Jeez.
Wow. For sale. It's a green GMC Suburban. They're asking $1.5 million.
And then shoot at each other as they're racing them.
Is that what's that big auction?
The Bear Jackson one.
No, this is the Moments in Time auction website.
So cars that rappers died in.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so you can get that one. Now as well.
Yeah. Aren't most of them parked in Suge Knight's garage?
Yeah.
I have no answer to that.
It's very morbid collectible.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People die in cars, and they refurbish them and sell them, you know? Might be in the Carfax. You get the Carfax on Biggie's car?
Yeah.
Oh, he
well,
died
there's still
in
bullet
it.
Holes in it. There's still bullet holes in it. They haven't really fixed it up.
Does somebody have the vehicle that Kennedy got shot in? I bet you they
do. Yeah, that's so. I think that's in a museum. That might be in the museum in Dallas, but I've heard it's in a museum somewhere.
His brains are still in the back seat.
Right, yeah.
Don't clean it.
Right.
You can't clean
it. Unretouched.
Right.
What do you do? Get Biggie's SUV and just put it in your garage and listen to his music and cry right next to the seat that he was killed in?
Then you're sad. That's sad.
Well, according to this story, the JFK limo they continued to use for another 13 years after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I guess you think they, even in 63, you think they would have made that a historical car almost immediately. But it's kind of weird they kept using it.
Well, limos are expensive.
Yeah, you wash it off. Yeah.
And Paul Walker's Porsche just went to the junkyard.
It's in flames, just laying there in flames.
Yeah.
Now the JFK limo's in the Ford Museum.
Look where the Bonnie and Clyde car is, because that thing was shot up with like about 1,000 machine guns. And I think that was on, but that was back in the 30s, so that was probably just somebody charging you a buck to look at it in his backyard for years. You know?
Did that happen in Louisiana?
Somewhere in the South, I forget where exactly.
One of the cars that was in the Steve McQueen movie, Bullet.
Love that movie.
One of the Mustangs that was in it. They have one. They know where that one is.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, they fairly recently found in a junkyard in Mexico.
The Bullet, the original. They had two cars on that, probably.
Yeah, two Mustangs that they used on that one. Yeah. One of them they found at a junkyard in Mexico. This guy wanted to make a car that was like a different kind of movie. I forget what movie it was.
Right.
And so he found this thing. No drivetrain in it or anything. Yeah. But he found this Mustang, and more they got to looking into it. Oh, that's from Bullet.
That's a pretty famous vehicle.
Now, according to this, Bonnie and Clyde's car is at Whiskey Pete's Casino.
There you go.
That's perfect.
In Prim, Nevada.
There you go. I got to see that.
You never will.
You won't?
No, because he's not going to ever go to Prim, Nevada.
Where's Prim, Nevada?
Nevada.
Is it near Bunny Ranch in northern Nevada?
I think Prim is right on the just west of Vegas.
Got
on the California border.
Oh, so you're right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just south and west of Vegas.
All right. Yep. Probably surrounded by slots. Bonnie and Clyde were murdered. Wow, we just killed
ding,
right
ding,
here.
Ding, ding,
ding. Yes, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
ding,
short
ding,
drive from our friends in the...
It's a real sacred
Lucky
site. Ding, 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 ding.
And I'm reading something here. It looks like the car James Dean died in.
Where's that?
They pretty much parted it out.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the remains of his car were bought by a customizer.
Because it rolled over and he flew out of it and died.
Lent it to the California Highway Patrol as part of a driver's safety demonstration. It was believed to be jinxed. So they sold parts of it off.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they parted out Otis Redding's plane as well.
Yeah, we've seen that in Vegas, actually, the Hard Rock, which is kind of depressing.
Parted.
There's just a wing.
Parting out the plane.
last night.
The guy who brought the engine?
Yeah.
He was in a fatal crash.
Oh, wow.
So it's the engine's
fault. That's why
others suffered serious injuries loading and unloading the car. One died.
Oh, so it is jinx.
Yeah.
So it's the car, not James Dean.
No.
Car eventually disappeared from a truck in 1960. The Volo Auto Museum, which exhibited a passenger side door from the car, offered $1 million for the rest of the Porsche, but they never got
find it.
You said one door? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we got a door. Yeah. All right. And there's the beautiful story about... you guys fly more than I do. About 300 passengers headed from London to San Francisco.
It's a long flight.
Yeah, and it took a little bit longer because just before they were to take off, just as the plane was about to pull back from the gate, a flight attendant noticed a mouse.
Oh, I heard about this.
Ain't a mouse.
Got up on the chair and screamed?
No, they couldn't
fly.
They didn't fly.
She did.
Yeah.
And it's against regulations to fly
with a mouse.
With a non-ticketed passenger.
Well, also a mouse gets underneath, can chew on all kinds of crap, man.
And it would scare a lot of the people.
I don't want a mouse.
On the plane. Right. That's a long way to go looking for the mouse to run up your leg.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe it was a service mouse. That's my service mouse. That's what I would have said.
Had a little vest on it. Had a little vest on it.
Just to get the plane back up in the air. Oh, no, that's my service mouse.
He keeps me calm.
Yeah.
So they...
That's a gerbil.
That was
they don't know what happened. The passengers
that's my service gerbil.
San Francisco 4 hours later. They had a 4-hour delay.
Well, that sounds like me.
Thanks to the mouse.
I know. I fly enough. I've had such... jinx and stupid stuff
like
that.
That's why you don't point out stupid little problems like that.
If you saw a mouse, I might point out the mouse, though.
I don't think so.
Because I'm not thinking about crawling up somebody's leg mid-flight. I'm thinking, where was that mouse? Was it just chewing on the fuel line?
Right. Yeah, what wire was it gnawing on?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking about somebody all of a sudden screaming. But you're right, though. A lot of people would be screaming every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Where is it? I don't know.
Now, if it was that video, you should remember that video for a couple months ago where the snake fell out of the overhead compartment.
Yes.
That I'm going to go ahead and point out.
Monday through Friday snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm probably pointing out the mouse, too.
These monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Yeah.
Because with your luck, the mouse would bite you, and we'd turn it into the Humane Society.
They'd lose it.
More rabies. Another series of rabies
shots.
Got
bit by a service mouse.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.